It's not like any other podcast. Coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast. It's not like any other podcast. Coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey there, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this week's podcast, where we talk about you being exposed. Naked, pretty much. Right now you're exposed. Right now, you're naked, pretty much. And, you know, I'm not necessarily saying that you're standing around in whether your home or apartment or you're in your vehicle or whatever, you know, naked. I'm talking figuratively, of course. You've been exposed and you're naked right now. So what the hell am I talking about? Well, if there's one thing that this pandemic has done, to me, to you, is it's shown you something. It's shown you areas where you're really, really weak right now. Pretty much. It's shown you your weaknesses. Whether it's the business that you're involved in, whether it's your bank account, whether it's your health and fitness, whether it's your mental capacity, your spirituality. What this virus has done is it's pretty much kind of thrown cold water on your face, on my face, and shown us where we've got a lot of freaking weaknesses we need to work on. I mean, we've been exposed. And so I'll just give you one example from my work. So one of my companies sells apartment communities, real estate brokers. So we have a real estate brokerage company that sells apartment communities. Okay? Well, 2 weeks ago, I'd say about 3 weeks ago, the activity level from investors and owners in terms of looking at selling, investors looking at buying, fever pitch. I mean, we had dozens of inquiries come into the office day after day after day, and frankly, hard to keep up. So that's going on. We've got people walking through apartments looking to buy. We got all this stuff going on. And it stopped, just like you pushed a pause button. Just like you pushed a pause button. I mean, it was like that, like a light switch. Pretty much. Now, we've seen this before. So 9/11, for example. You know, that was like a light switch, like that. Pause button. Except that was different because this pandemic has affected the entire country economically. Everything. Right? Pretty much. Unless you're in the business of making masks and ventilators and that kind of stuff. But, you know, 9/11, it was not the entire country. I mean, restaurants were still open. People were still, you know, all that stuff was still going on. Businesses were still open. The chiropractic clinic across from my office here, they were still open, all that. So, dental office next door to me, they were open. So, even though there's some similarities, there's also some big differences too. And it's such a big difference that it really exposes you. So our brokerage business, back to that, it's like the pause button's been pushed. I mean, my activity level with that business has dropped off 90%. So there's still some inquiries coming in. there's still some things going on, but I would equate it to having a restaurant and having 10 customers a day. That's pretty much what it's like now. Well, holy shit, I've been exposed. That business that we've got there, that in the real estate brokerage business, specifically for multifamily and some commercial, is a transaction-oriented business. No transactions going on. How's that business going to do in the next 30, 60, 90 days? Been exposed. Dental office, the guy next door to me here, his business is shut down. He's been exposed. Right? He's been exposed. And I could name hundreds of other business examples. But then there's personal things. What about health right now, for example? How many of you have been putting off getting into shape, and then this COVID thing, and you never did it, then this COVID thing happens, and what's like the main target for the virus in terms of how badly it can affect you, based on the information I'm hearing anyway, is you're not healthy, you've got health issues. If you're not healthy and you've got health issues, you are more susceptible to serious problems. Well, guess what? You've been exposed. You've been exposed. And we could come up with, you know, we could sit here, spirituality, you know, now there's a lot more people becoming more spiritual and finding faith and those kinds of things right now during times like this where they'd hadn't before. And so we could go after line item by line item by line item by line item on this, pretty much. So, what do you do with this? What do you do with this? Because as a mentor of mine said to me a long time ago, he said to me, all news is good news. And, you know, really what he meant by that was, you know, at the times when things look the shittiest they could look, is probably exactly what you need, because you'll come out of that many, many times, not all the time, but many times much, much, much better. How many times in your life has something happened to you, and at the time it was like the worst, most tragic thing that's almost ever happened, that's maybe even ever happened to you, but later you found out it actually turned out to be a pretty damn good thing. And so the question is, you've been exposed, I've been exposed, now what are we going to do on those areas where our weaknesses have been revealed big time? Almost like we're naked. We've been revealed, you know? People can see us and see our weaknesses. It's very evident in business, very evident business, in the world of business, and then it becomes maybe not so evident in those other worlds in terms of outwardly, but over the last month or month and a half, you have discovered areas where you are freaking weak and you've been exposed. So what are you going to do? Well, this is not a podcast where I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm not going to coach you on what to do. Because really, A, it's none of my damn business. And number two, I don't know you. Specifically, right? I don't know you. But here's what I will say. You've now got an opportunity to do something about it right now in those areas. You now have an opportunity to do something about it. Maybe the word is pivot. Now you've got an opportunity to pivot in those areas and do something about it. What are you going to do with the time that you've been given right now about those areas where you're naked, where you're weak? Where you've been pretty much shown that you've got some weaknesses and some issues. What are you going to do? That's really the question. And I don't want to sound like I'm, Mr. Positive Coaching Guy and you know, giving you the five affirmations to say, and then everything works out great. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell it to you straight. And nothing's going to change unless you change. And now you're being shown the areas where you need to make changes. So will you make those changes? That's really the question. Business-wise, financial-wise, where you're at financially, business-wise, spirituality-wise, relationship-wise, right? Maybe with your kids, spouse, significant other, mom, dad, and then with your health, man. You know, where are you at? What are you gonna do? Just nothing? Okay. All right. So, most people have not recognized that they've been exposed. And even if they do, they're choosing to ignore it. What are you going to do? Are you going to ignore it, or are you going to do something about it? And what will you do? That's going to wrap up this week's podcast from the heartland of America, where our residents are paying rent. And if you have any comments, questions, would love to hear from you and see what you're up to and see what's going on with how you've been exposed and what you've noticed right now. Love to hear from you. All right, so either put some comments below in the comment section here if you're watching us on YouTube. Send me an email, let me know. We'd be happy to hear from you there. Or get in touch with our offices. We'd love to talk to you. All right, take care. Have a great day. Have a great week and weekend whenever you listen. We'll talk to you later. See you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.